Alice Johnston, and today on Lifestyle, our guests are Melinda Wolf, Program Manager of Sussex Services, including Casa San Francisco in Milton, Delaware, and Joanne Varnes, Program Manager of the Food Programs and Child Adult Care Food Program, both for Catholic Charities. Let's start with Melinda. What is Casa San Francisco and the services you provide in Sussex County?
Thank you. At Catholic Charities Casa San Francisco, it's another social service arm of the Diocese of Wilmington, providing a variety of services to those in need in Sussex County. As you said, we're located in Milton, and we have a 12-bed emergency homeless shelter, an emergency food pantry, and a food cooperative, as well as the ability to distribute senior food box every month. Additionally, we're able to provide access to a full array of Catholic Charity services, including behavioral health services, the basic needs program, immigration, and the LAHEAP energy assistance program.
Please tell us a little bit more about the food programs at Casa San Francisco.
Sure. Firstly, we provide 3 meals a day and snacks to our residents at the shelter 365 days a year. That's a lot of meals. A great deal of our food is donated by the community, and we are so appreciative of that assistance. It really helps us stretch our budget. Our emergency food pantry is stocked completely by community donations and USDA. And this pantry is stocked and operated by our fantastic volunteers who we could just not do what we do without them. And the pantry is available Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And we see about 65 families per month utilize the pantry. It's a great benefit to the community.
I'm sure it is. You mentioned a food cooperative. Can you explain how that works?
The food cooperative is available at our Milton location once a month, as well as at our Sussex County office in Georgetown and our Kent County office in Dover, each of those locations once a month, in addition to 7 other locations throughout Sussex County. We're now blessed with a beautiful refrigerated truck, which is making those deliveries so much more beneficial, and you know, we're able to transport a lot more food and be much more organized with our delivery. So we are able to bring shelf-stable items, as well as various protein like roasted chickens and sometimes fresh produce and even baked goods to the community. Participants in this program are asked to make a nominal contribution to offset some of the costs, but they, in addition to the food, they receive nutrition information, budgeting and health information, as well as an opportunity to attend our monthly nutrition classes. We have professionals come in and assist with that. So it's a wonderful program. And the group has kind of become all connected, and they get to socialize and see each other once a month as well. We have over 450 households enrolled in this program. And on an average month, we can distribute over 20,000 pounds of food.
That certainly adds up to a lot of food. How do people find out about these programs?
Many folks find out about us from Catholic Charities website and other Catholic Charities programs that they attend, or they might call 211 just in need of any array of services, and 211 directs them to us and other resources. And the Food Bank of Delaware is also a great supporter and sends people to us, as well as local churches, and the state service centers are also well aware of the services we provide.
Melinda, sadly, there really are a lot of people out there looking for services. Some don't even know where to find food or shelter. Are there events in the community that bring attention to this need?
Yes, Alice, I'm really glad that you asked that. Coming up next month, November, is Hunger and Homelessness Awareness Month. It's sponsored by the National Coalition for the Homeless and is supported by the National Student Campaign Against Hunger and Homelessness. It's held each year around Thanksgiving, reminding us to consider what we are thankful for and how we can help others. There's a particular focus during the week of November 12th through the 20th this year, and you can get more information about that particular effort at nationalhomeless.org.
Are there activities happening locally to recognize Hunger and Homelessness Awareness Month?
Yes. As I said, on the website, you can get a lead to other activities maybe in your community and other ideas of what to do. At CASA, we often, and especially in November, have local community groups who have offered to conduct food drives for us, and they might bring a group of individuals with them to learn about CASA San Francisco and how they can help and actually stock the pantry for us. For example, example, on November 10th, Beach Buddies, it's an after-school program, is coming to us, and they have done this the last few years, and they will bring a busload of children and lots of food that they have collected, and will tell the children all about hunger and homelessness and what services are available. They'll help us, like, date the canned goods in the boxes and write on them with markers, which they love doing. And then they'll actually come up to the food pantry, put the items on the shelf for us, whatever they can reach, and then help us pre-pack emergency bags that are handed out to people so they can kind of get to see the whole process. And also, we have 211, Delaware 211 is bringing some of their staff to us because they refer to us. They've asked more about what we do and how they can help. So they're bringing a bunch of their staff over to us on November 17th. And again, they will get a tour and learn all about what we do. We'll share information, and they're also going to bring supplies to stock the pantry.
Melinda, can you tell us a little bit more about the shelter component of Catholic Charities Casa San Francisco?
Sure, Alice. Thank you for asking. Yes, it's a 30-day emergency shelter. We have 12 beds for men and women. People can access the shelter. There's really three gateways into any homeless shelter, and we're part of this centralized intake system. So again, main component of shelter services and food services is calling 211. This is a great resource that Delaware has to get all the information for any social services. So if people are in need of shelter, to guide them to call 211, or they can go to their local state service center, or they can contact the Homeless Planning Council directly. But that is how they will get to us. When they get to us, as I said, we are providing emergency shelter. We're providing meals. We're providing comprehensive case management, which is individually based on what the person needs and what their goals are. It's kind of a strength-based perspective. What do people have in place, and working with them to see what their needs are and how we can best help them. And the case manager meets with everybody once a week, develops a individualized service plan, and again, points them towards the services. And it's very self-directed to what people can do to better themselves and what we can do to support them. We also have provisions in the building for budgeting assistance, financial management. We have literacy coach coming to us once a week, helping people out with any of their applications or just kind of combating this issue that they're facing and whatever support they can gain. We have a deacon coming to us and providing spiritual sharing once a week. We have a life skills coach, one of Catholic Charities clinicians, coming and doing life skills group once a week. And we are just outreaching to the community to bring educational opportunities in. We have the nutritionist coming once a month and doing program with our folks. And just kind of helping people integrate back into the community and really get firmly on their feet into independent housing.
How can our listeners help?
They can stop by our location with donations of food, clothing, and household items. They can send monetary donations by following instructions on the website, cdow.org. And you could also become a volunteer or possibly even hold a food drive for us.
If you're just now joining us, I'm Alice Johnston, and this is Lifestyle Interview. We're now going to turn the table over to Joanne Varnes. She's our program manager at Catholic Charities Food Programs. Tell us a little bit about the Child and Adult Care Food Program.
Well, first I want to tell you about some of our other food programs we have at Catholic Charities. We also offer our food cooperative throughout the state of Delaware and also the Eastern Shore of Maryland. Catholic Charities is also in the process of opening a brand new site in Wilmington at our Thrift Center, and we're really looking forward to that to starting sometime after the new year. But we also have in Wilmington at our Bayard House, we have a food co-op that we offer the same type of food distribution. We also offer an emergency food pantry at our Seton Center location in Princess Anne, Maryland. Now I can tell you about the Child and Adult Care Food Program. The Child and Adult Care Food Program is a federal program open to licensed daycare providers, homes, and centers. The program provides cash reimbursement for healthy meals and snacks served to children. The program benefits the children, the parents, and the community. The children are taught at an early age healthy eating habits. The parents are assured that their children are served high-quality meals while the parents are working. The community benefits from the federal tax monies that are returned to the state which increases the revenue for our state, the state of Delaware. Currently, Catholic Charities has 22 centers under our sponsorship and 247 home providers serving over 3,000 children. So we really take care of a lot of children and do training and help the providers make sure they're feeding the children USDA nutritious meals.
Now, Joanne, if I wanted to send my child to one of these home providers or daycare centers to make sure they were getting the nutrition they needed, how would I follow up with that?
Well, what they could do is they could contact our office and we'll tell them about the daycare centers and homes that are under our sponsorship. And they can also contact Office of Child Care Licensing to make sure which daycare homes and providers are on the food program. So making sure that they are getting USDA quality daycare meals.
Do you have a message for our listeners?
If you need daycare for your child or your children, or if you're a daycare provider and would like information about joining the Catholic Charities Child and Daycare Food Program or any of our food programs, contact the main office number at 302-655-9624.
Melinda, with the holidays coming up, stocking the pantry sounds like it's a very important thing year-round, but what could our listeners do to help right now?
Yes, Alice, it really is. The weather is getting colder. We're always in need of canned soup and shelf-stable items. I'm going to list a few of those for you, but a basic focus on protein, things that people can heat up quickly, and the most nutrition they can get out of one item is our goal. So some things would be canned meals like beef stew, soups, spaghetti, and any kind of canned goods that incorporate a protein, the chicken, ham, tuna, salmon, beans. Let's not forget how important beans are, very healthy for us, dried beans, canned beans, vegetables, fruit, pasta, sauces. Those are really the main things. And cereal. You can get a lot of protein and a great fresh start to the day out of some good, nutritious cereals. In addition to all of those items, we take beverages, any boxed items, rice, pasta, mixes to make things. Also personal items at the food pantries and at the shelter, health and beauty items, soaps, shampoos, deodorants, all of those basic necessities that we all need. We have people in the community that are in need of everything. And let's not forget peanut butter and jelly, big staple item of a helpful meal to a lot of folks. And what we find is some groups like to do very specific things for us. Like children at an after-school program once did a breakfast drive for us, where they just collected cereal, breakfast bars, juice boxes, those type of things. And if your group is looking for a very specific thing to do, they can say, we're just supplying lunches, or we want to supply a whole dinner, or they want to have a health and beauty aids drive. Whatever it is, they might focus on a specific item. Or like you're saying, it's holiday time. Some people like to make sure that they're able to provide a whole holiday meal for people. And at the shelter, we're really blessed. Sometimes people like to cook for us. So that is also a great service. Some people can cook a meal and bring it to the shelter. But mainly the most really helpful is those shelf stable items that we can hold on to and get to people in need.
Great. And again, that number to call is 302-655-9624. Now we're going to go to my favorite portion of the program, success stories. Joanne, you want to lead us off?
Sure. We have a really good success story for the Child and Care Food Program. We have a daycare provider who's participated at Catholic Charities CACFP since January of 2008. She was recently approved by the Office of Child Care Licensing to open two large daycare center homes for up to 12 children in two different locations. When she first began on the food program with us, she had a very small daycare. She was divorced, making herself income eligible to claim her own children. She could speak very little English and had never completed her high school diploma. She worked full-time during the day, taking care of her children and the daycare children. And in the evening, she took night classes in order to receive her high school diploma. This past August, she finally graduated from an adult high school, received her high school diploma, and now has proven herself to be a great businesswoman. And it's taken her many, many years to achieve her dreams. But she's accomplished them, and we're very proud of her.
Melinda, I know you've got one or two you can share.
Sure. Thank you. I'd actually like to read you a note that somebody sent us. It was one of our food program participants. And she writes, They say what goes around comes around. I've learned that this is true. For 25 years, I was the president of an organization. It was my joy to give back to the community through scholarships, donations to the Heart Association, cancer programs, Catholic Charities, and so many other organizations. I learned so much. Never did I think that I would need to be on the receiving end. Following three vehicle accidents and my husband's many heart issues, we find now that we need your help. We are so blessed to have Catholic Charities to go to for help. We are able to get assistance with food, leaving us a little more money for the bills. Coming to the new building in Milton was comforting for us and took away some of the stress of needing to ask for help. For all you do, thank you. And we are blessed to receive messages like that from our participants frequently, and we just thank all our supporters for making that possible for us.
Well, congratulations and good job on the work that you do at Casa San Francisco and also at the food programs, Joanne, and at the child and adult care food program with the daycare centers and home providers as well. So now we're going to wrap it up. I want to thank my guests, Melinda Wolf and Joanne Varnes from Catholic Charities, who do quite a bit of work and important work in our community regarding shelter and feeding the homeless and feeding the community and children. So we have some special events coming up. I know Catholic Charities is very excited and looking forward to the Bishop's 5K, which will be held November 19th at Bellevue State Park. Registration begins at 9. The early bird $15 registration fee will last until we have 100 runners. And I know that that number is creeping up. So if you want to join us, please go to thebishops5k.com or go to the Catholic Charities website at cdow.org/charities.html. You can also call Catholic Charities at the main office at 302-655-9624. Ladies, do you have any parting words for our listeners?
I'd just like to say that we're really excited about opening a new location for our food distribution in the Wilmington area. We want it to be a success. We really need some food donations. We really need some volunteers. It's something that we've been wanting to do for a very long time, and we need some help from the community, and we want it to be a success for that reason. So they can call the main number, like you said, 302-655-9624, and let us know if they're interested in volunteering.
So there you go, folks, our listeners out there. If you want to help, you can stock the pantry, and you can volunteer and bring donations as well for the new food center at the Thrift Center. We really appreciate all your help. Thank you, ladies, for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.